Client ID, TERSAL. Patient name, Salvatore Terranova, TERRANOVA. Patient date of birth, 10-8-58. Provider, Carine, CARREEN. Last name, Castrol, CASTROLL. Appointment, start time 5-18-22, 2:45 p.m. Appointment end time, 5-18-22, 3:45 p.m. Primary code, 99205. Chief complaint, quote, depression. I feel better since I made the appointment, period. I had a bad reaction from Wellbutrin, period, unquote. History of present illness, colon. The patient reports feeling depressed since the fall when he took a trip to Italy. He was disappointed in things that happened there with his family. Additionally, he stopped smoking in October, having smoked cigarettes since the age of 10. At that time, the patient called his primary care doctor, who started him on Zoloft, period. After 3 to 4 weeks on Zoloft, the medication was changed to Wellbutrin, with the hope that it would help his cigarette cravings. In response to taking Wellbutrin, he developed a severe allergic reaction where his skin peeled off layers deep on his hands, and he developed a severe rash of his legs. He stated that on the Wellbutrin, his depression got worse. He got angry and irritable, period. He wanted to drink all the time, period. He started drinking a lot, which he normally doesn't do, period. At that time, he was drinking up to 10 to 12 beers per day when he normally drinks one once in a while. He stated that his wife got very frightened. In the past 2 weeks, he tapered himself off of the Wellbutrin and is feeling better. However, he remains depressed. He is easily tearful. He reports no motivation or drive. He stated that he has difficulty sleeping. He thinks all the time at night. He thinks about his father, who is deceased. He has difficulty getting out of bed in the morning, period. He has difficulty getting himself going, period. It takes about until 1 p.m. every day for him to get involved in any sort of activity or get out of the house. He is no longer angry or irritable, no longer drinking since off the Wellbutrin. The patient reports normal appetite. He stated that he thinks in a negative fashion. His concentration is okay. He denies anxiety. He denies suicidal ideation. His energy level is okay once he gets up. Although the patient denies anxiety, he does have episodes where he sighs all the time. He has been worked up for this medically, and he was told that it was anxiety. The patient's wife was present during the video session. She reported that she feels that her husband did not grieve his father's death in 2016 and still is plagued by his death. The patient was very close to his father, worked with him since age 10, period. The father and mother lived with the patient and the patient cared for his father until the time he died. The patient was tearful during session when discussing his father. Past psychiatric history. The patient reports no past psychiatric history. He stated he lacked confidence and was a little bit shy as a child. He has no past experience with therapists or psychiatrists before the fall of this past year. He has never been suicidal or violent. No panic attacks, no obsessions or compulsions, no significant traumas, no mania or hypomania. Next line, family history. Maternal uncle with depression, sister with depression, maternal grandfather, alcoholism. Next line, medical, colon. Patient is allergic to Wellbutrin. As noted, period, the patient also gets agitated from cortisone, period. The patient has hypercholesterolemia. He reports normal levels now. He has left carpal tunnel syndrome. He has coronary artery disease. Surgical, the patient had one stent placed in 2018. He had carpal tunnel surgery on his right hand. He had foot surgery on the right foot at 12 years old after an accident. Social. The patient has been married since 1993. They have two sons, 27 and 23. One is away at college, the other lives at home. The patient worked in construction most of his life. He has chronic pain in his groin and swollen lymph nodes. He has difficulty walking due to hip pain, and he is on Social Security disability for these factors plus problems with his heart and lungs. Patient is in a satisfactory marriage. Next line, developmental. The patient had no difficulties at birth. There were no developmental delays. The patient met developmental milestones on time. He never learned to read or write English. He is from Sicily.